What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the morning for us to take our first look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Wednesday that no deaths from COVID-19 have been reported in the last 24 hours. Up until Tuesday, the 29th of March, the total number of deaths from the respiratory virus amounted to 8,168. According to the epidemiological report, 310 new coronavirus infections have been reported in the last 24 hours. 6,873 tests were applied, giving us a positivity percentage of 4.5. To date, there are 2,523 active cases, of which 2,418 are in home isolation and 105 are hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 2,390 at home and 28 in the hospital hotels. There are hospitalised 90 patients in the wards and there are 15 patients in the intensive care units. The ministry detailed that the districts with the highest incidence of cases are San Francisco in Panama City with 18, David Sur in Chiriquí with 17, Bella Vista with 12, and Juan Díaz with 11, both in the capital city. Judge Maribel Cornejo Batista is the rapporteur of the unconstitutionality lawsuit filed by lawyer Linda Guevara Gonzalez. This is against the decision of the Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, to maintain the electoral criminal jurisdiction in favour of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. The lawsuit presented by Guevara in her own name and representation was assigned to Cornejo's office on the afternoon of this Tuesday. José Blandón, president of the Panamanista Party, announced that his group will also present a similar lawsuit next Monday. Guevara's lawsuit asks that the resolution of March the 22nd of 2022, signed by Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Juncker, magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral, be declared unconstitutional, which suspends a decision of the Second Administrative Electoral Court that a month earlier had ordered to lift the electoral jurisdiction from Martinelli. Judge Eduardo Valdez saved his vote. Arruz and Juncker's decision prevents Martinelli from being prosecuted for the New Business and Odebrecht cases. The claim of unconstitutionality is based on the fact that Arruz and Juncker do not have jurisdiction to decide the validity of the principle of speciality contained in the bilateral extradition treaty between the United States and Panama, agreed back in 1904. The Department of State of the United States, a country that extradited Martinelli in 2018, stated 2 years ago that the principle of speciality was no longer applicable to Martinelli, given that the former president had incurred the exception grounds described in the 1904 treaty. In his saving vote, Judge Valdez warned that it is totally inadmissible for the Tribunal Electoral to delve into the substantive analysis of the application of the speciality principle. The Citizen Forum for Electoral Reforms questioned the decision of the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral to maintain the electoral jurisdiction of President or past President Ricardo Martinelli and advocated the elimination of the jurisdiction that only serves as a shield for candidates and elected authorities to prevent them from facing justice. In a statement, the forum pointed out that the best evidence that it only serves as a shield are the legal cases that have been hindered and sometimes dismissed due to the abusive way in which this jurisdiction is used. They also indicated that they have witnessed the foolish and contradictory position of the Tribunal Electoral regarding the ruling on Martinelli's jurisdiction. They entered to an analysis of issues that are not within their competence and that completely distorts the original meaning of this jurisdiction, which has had and will have serious consequences for electoral political institutions. The plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral through the resolution of the 22nd of March of 2022, signed by Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Juncker, magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral agreed to suspend the decision of the Second Administrative Electoral Court that a month earlier had ordered the lifting of the criminal jurisdiction applying to Martinelli. As of this date, citizens will have a new channel to submit their anonymous complaints to the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI. through which reports of acts of corruption can be made through panama.tupista.org. After the signing of a memorandum of understanding, this is between Anti and Crime Stoppers Panama. The complaints that reach the platform will be forwarded to Anti for proper investigation, as reported. Earl Elsa Fernandez, General Director of Anti, stressed that this alliance will promote citizen empowerment by exercising social control on the use of its resources. Corruption is a scourge that threatens democracies and compromises productivity and economic development. For this reason, we must look at mechanisms like this to prevent, detect, sanction, and eradicate corrupt practices, she indicated. And for his part, Alejo Campos, General Director of Crime Stoppers Panama, highlighted the importance of working hand-in-hand to bring citizens closer to the work carried out by ANTAI. We know that the population handles information that can be vital about corruption cases, but out of fear they do not share it. So this tool is essential for them, as it guarantees anonymity and information security, he added. President Laurentino Cortizo has four sensitive bills on his desk that must be approved or objected to. These are legislative proposals promoted mainly by his co-supporters of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, that have generated harsh criticism not only within the legislature and in the affected sectors, but also among citizens in general. It's about the Projects 756 that allows the re-election of the rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHAI, 550 that changes the structure of the country's health boards, 638 that requires a historian in the museums, and 776 that makes it difficult for political parties to revoke the command of their deputies. Bill 756, which allows Etel Vina Medianero de Bogadas to opt for a third term as rector of UNACHAI, has triggered weeks of protests organized by the university's own students. The proposal promoted by the PRD deputy, Raul Pineda, was approved in the third debate on the 24th of February in a controversial session. Another sensitive bill that awaits the president's sanction or veto is Bill 550, which establishes the general regulatory framework for boards of trustees, public management councils, commissions, programs, and other similar entities created by the state. This bill did not have further debate in the Assembly. As a result of its approval in the third debate, representatives of four civic clubs in the country sounded alarms, as they assured that the bill disrupts the operating laws of the boards of trustees of the National Oncology Institute, the Children's Hospital, the Santo Tomas Hospital, and that of the National Institute of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. Civic clubs such as Activo 2030, the Lions Club, the Club Leones, and the Kiwanis Club as well, and the Rotary, are patrons of these health centres. In a statement, the presidents of these organisations called for the veto of this bill. Bill 638, which regulates the exercise of the historian's profession, was sent to the executive for sanction or veto on the 21st of February. The bill creates a council of historians that must give the suitability of historian to those who aspire to achieve it. However, only Panamanian nationals may be eligible. The project also establishes that each museum that deals with the theme of history must have a suitable historian. And while Bill 776, which adds articles to the Electoral Code and proposes changes to the figure of revocation of mandate, is another one that's in the office of the country's president. This initiative was sent to the Presidency of the Republic on the 17th of March, amid claims from those who argue that this proposal violates the Constitution. The benches of the PRD and Cambio Democratico Party agreed to introduce a legislative Cameron to a legislative proposal originally presented by the Electoral Court on the powers of the Electoral Prosecutor's Office. This with the purpose of helping 15 CD deputies who face an expulsion and recall process by their group. The continuity of the QR code will be decided this semester, and the behaviour of COVID-19 and the progress of the vaccination programme will be taken into account. This was revealed by the General Director of the Government Innovation Authority, the AIG, Luis Oliva, who record that this issue has been at the Con Vacunas discussion table, attended by President Laurentino Cortizo and the Minister of Health in charge, Yvette Berriot. Oliva reiterated that Cortizo, Berriot and the rest of the members of the Con Vacunas are seeing the behaviour of the virus and also the evolution of the vaccination campaign against the new coronavirus. We would think that we could be making decisions during this semester, but everything will depend on the behaviour of the virus, he insisted. When asked if, with the elimination of the QR code, citizens will be able to enter any place without being asked if they are vaccinated, Oliva replied that it is something that is being analysed and they could not give an answer because they do not have the skills to do so. According to Oliva, more than the QR code in Panama, the electronic system of records and electronic prescriptions has been achieved, which will be able to be integrated into the platforms of the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund. Foreign Minister Erika Moines announced that next week she will begin a tour of Asia to strengthen bilateral relations and promote investment with four countries. She explained that she will first go to China and then visit Vietnam, Indonesia and Singapore. She indicated that in this intense work trip, prepared for almost a year, she contemplates meetings with her peers in the destination countries and with high-level political authorities to promote the attraction of investments in key sectors for the growth of the Panamanian economy. We are going to Asia with a robust country agenda aimed at strengthening bloc relations as a proponent regional ally. And once again, Panama builds bridges and approaches new partners to establish growth and sustainable development projects. At this moment in which a new world order is developing, Panama positions its agenda and establishes interlocutors with different strategic blocs, she added. According to the agenda in China, where the official trip begins on the 4th of April, Foreign Minister Moines will be received by a delegation headed by her counterpart, State Councillor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi, with whom she has already met virtually during the pandemic. Moines will be the first foreign minister from all of Latin America and the Caribbean to make an official visit to Foreign Minister Wang Yi since the pandemic was declared now more than 2 years ago, the foreign ministry said in a statement. After 2 years of having closed its doors due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Punta Culebra Nature Center of the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, the STRI, reopens its doors from this Friday, the 1st of April. The centre, located on the Amador Causeway, will offer new hours as well as exhibits, collections and activities. The Smithsonian explained that among the novelties of the reopening will be the renewed aquarium area. In a statement, it was reported that around the aquarium building there will be an exhibition on whales and information on the scientific studies carried out by the Smithsonian in the oceans. In addition, the new Curioso space will be inaugurated, an area for experimental learning inspired by the Curioso space of the National Museum of Natural History in the United States. At the moment, the Punta Culebra Nature Center receives visitors only on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays in two shifts, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Entrances to the centre are subject to maximum capacity allowed. Rates remain at $5 for residents, $8 for non-residents, $2.50 for retirees, and $2 for children under 13 years of age. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.